in a note. To start off, I'll be leading Heavenly Sunlight. Walking in sunlight all my journey, over the mountains, through the deep vale, Jesus has said, I'll never forsake thee, promise divine that never can fail. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing His praises, Jesus is mine. Shadows around me, shadows above me, never conceal my Savior in doubt. He is the light, in Him is the darkness, ever I'm walking close to His side. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing His praises, Jesus is mine. In the bright sunlight, ever rejoicing, pressing my way to mansions above, singing His praises, gladly I'm walking, walking in sunlight, sunlight of love. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing His praises, Jesus is mine.
Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this day, and thank you for everything that you've given to us, and thank you for allowing us to come here and worship you. And we ask that as we go throughout this lesson tonight that something might be said or done that touches somebody and brings them closer to you. We thank you for sending your Son to die on the cross for our sins, and it's in His name that we pray. Amen.
I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Dear, His loving care. Though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that He is leading through all the stormy blast. Day of His appearing will come at last. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. all Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. There is so loving, so good and kind. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives. Salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. I'll also be reading 2 Chronicles 34, verses 1 through 7. Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord and walked in the ways of his father David. He did not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. For in the 88th year of his reign, while he was still young, he began to seek the God of his father David. And in the 12th year, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem of the high places, the wooden images, the carved images, and the molded images. They broke down the altars of the Baals in his presence, and the incense altars which were above them, he cut down, and the wooden images, the carved images, and the molded images, he broke into pieces, and made dust out of them, and scattered it on the graves of those who had sacrificed to them. He also burned the bones of the priests on their altars, and cleansed Judah and Jerusalem. And so he did in the cities of Manasseh, Ephraim, and Simeon, as far as Naphtali, and all around with axes. When he had broken down the altars and the wooden images, had beaten the carved images into powder, and cut down all the incense altars throughout all the land of Israel, he returned to Jerusalem. So 2 Chronicles 34, verses 1 through 7 tells us that when Josiah was 8 years old, he became king and reigned for 31 years. While he was king, he broke down the altars and he destroyed the statues, the carved images, and all the idols. He cleansed Jerusalem.
I'll be reading from 2 Chronicles 34. In the 18th year of his reign, when he had purged the land and the temple, he sent Shaphan, the son of Azaliah, and Maaseiah, the governor of the city, and Joah, the son of Joaz, the recorder, to repair the house of the Lord his God. When he came to Hilkiah the high priest, they delivered the money that was brought to the house of God, which the Levites who had kept the doors who gathered from the hand of the Manasseh and Ephraim, from all the remnant of Israel, from all Judah and Benjamin, and which they had brought back to Jerusalem. Then they put it in the hand of the foreman who had the oversight of the house of the Lord, and they gave it to the workmen who worked in the house of the Lord to repair and restore the house. They gave it to their craftsmen and builders to buy hewn stone and timber for beams, and to floor the houses which the king of Judah had destroyed, and the men did the work faithfully. Their overseers were Jahath and Obadiah, the Levites of sons of Merari and Zechariah and Meshullam, the sons of the Kohathites, to supervise the others of the Levites, all of whom were skillful in the instruments of music, were over the burden bearers and were overseers of all who did the work in any kinds of service, and some of the Levites were scribes, officers, and gatekeepers. 2 Corinthians 34 says that God gives everyone a gift, and it takes everyone to complete a task.
I'll be reading 2 Chronicles 34:14-21. Now when they had brought out the money that was brought into the house of the Lord, Hilkiah the priest found the book of the law of the Lord given by Moses. Then Hilkiah answered and said to Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan. So Shaphan carried the book to the king, bringing the king word, saying, all that was committed to your servants they are doing. And they have gathered the money that was found in the house of the Lord, and they have delivered it into the hands of the overseers and the workmen. Then Shaphan the scribe told the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest has given me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. Thus it happened, when the king heard the words of the law, that he tore his clothes. Then the king commanded Hilkiah, Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, Abdon, the son of Micah, Shaphan the scribe, and Asaiah, a servant of the king, saying, go inquire of the Lord for me and for those who are left in Israel and Judah concerning the words of the book that is found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is poured out on us, because our fathers have not kept the word of the Lord to do according to all that is written in this book. In verses 14 through 21, towards the end, whenever the king receives the book and it's read to him, he tears his clothes and he's mad. And the reason he's mad is because he finds out that his people aren't living the way that they should be, according to the laws. And a lot of times in today's world, we do a lot of things that seem okay to us because everybody else might be doing them. But when you really look deeper into it, the things that we do that seem so simple and meaningless, they don't fall, they aren't going in God's ways. They're not in the laws.
So Hilkiah and those the king had appointed went to Huldah the prophetess, the wife of Shallum, the son of Tikvah, the son of Hezra, keeper of the wardrobe. She dwelt in Jerusalem in the second quarter, and they spoke to her to that effect. Then she answered them, thus says the Lord God of Israel, tell the man who sent you to me, thus says the Lord, behold, I will bring calamity on this place and on its inhabitants. All the curses that are written in the book, which they have read before the king of Judah, because they have forsaken me and burned incense to other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. Therefore, my wrath will be poured out on this place and not be quenched. But as for the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of the Lord, in this manner you shall speak to him. Thus says the Lord God of Israel, concerning the words which you have heard, because your heart was tender, and you humbled yourself before God when you heard his words against this place and against its inhabitants. And you humbled yourself before me, and you tore your clothes and wept before me. I also have heard you, says the Lord. Surely I'll gather you to your fathers, and you shall be gathered to your grave in peace. And your eyes shall not see all the calamity which I will bring on this place and its inhabitants. So they brought back word to the king. What that means is the prophecy says to Josiah's messenger that God will bring calamity to Judah because the people have forsaken God, but God relents during Josiah's lifetime because Josiah's heart was tender and he humbled himself before God. Josiah will not see all the calamity in his lifetime.
I will be leading a wonderful Savior. A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. A wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the laughter of the world, where rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul in the shadows of dry, thirsty land.
He hideth my life in the depths of his love, and covers me there in his hand, and covers me there with his hand. A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. He taketh my burden away. He holdeth me up, and I shall not be moved. He giveth me strength as my day. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, and shatters the dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love, and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. When clothed in his brightness, transported I rise to meet him in clouds of the sky.